listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Rick Cushman, and that was the voice of international opera star Anthony Kearns, the man who's considered Ireland's greatest living tenor. That's a country that knows something about tenors, which you know if you've seen him on the PBS show The Irish Tenors. But before he became a worldwide star, actually, Mr. Kearns was singing at weddings and hotel events until he won the Search for a Tenor on a major radio show, and we're going to hear that story. He's in Sacramento to christen a new theater at the Christian Brothers High School Performing Arts Center with shows tonight and Friday, and he joins us by phone this morning. Mr. Kearns, welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
So, first thing I have to ask, the title Greatest Living Irish Tenor, is that a burden?
I think it's actually been extended since the last time I heard it. The Greatest Living, that's the new one of me. I love it. These things get legs, they take on a thing of their own. The fact that I'm living is a good thing. I don't know if I'm the greatest, but I hold my own with the rest of them, put it that way.
Well, because I need to ask, with the trio, the Irish Tenors, is there a competition for the greatest among the three of you?
Well, I'll tell you how that came about. Look, it's quite simple. There was a competition back home in Ireland, and the public were asked to vote through a radio station, Lyric FM, as to who their favourite tenor was or who was the best tenor or whatever, and I got voted out of the three. So that's why I've been branded with that.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your backstory? Because it's fascinating. You were working in hotel management, basically, right, and won a radio show.
That's right. I won a competition over the radio. In fact, it started. I was working in hotel and catering and just going through the daily chores of it, but I was unhappy. I knew I wanted to be a singer. I was unsure as to what kind of music. So it was by default, really. I used to enter a lot of talent competitions, pub competitions, singing competitions, anything at all, just to get out there and to be heard. And I stumbled across this one that was in conjunction with the launch of the £10 note back in Ireland in 1983. And it was a competition for Ireland's Search for a Tenor. So I entered, and the first rounds were through over the airwaves, and by round four I was in the final, and fortunate enough to win it. And that's how things happen, really. On the panel of adjudicators were two singers, and one of them a singing teacher, Dr. Veronica Dunn, and that was the introduction that I needed as a young guy to point me in the right direction.
You must have a fondness for the £10 note.
I love them. I can't get enough of them.
So what kind of training did you have going into that? And did you have classical training?
None whatsoever. And I was 23 years of age, so you can imagine that I see young guys and girls here around the States today, and I mean, 18 years of age, and they blow you off the stage. I'm blown away by the talent that's here and how experienced they are at 18. So I was kind of green at 23. I probably had the natural ability, but I had to give up work and back to the grindstone and do a bit of study and work on music and a lot to learn, but I'm catching up, as they say.
Now, you talk on your website about growing up with siblings that were all similarly musical. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we all played music. I suppose just the way we were influenced by our parents, who were into music, singing and playing traditional Irish instruments. So By habit, instruments lying about the house, you pick them up, and we were self-taught for the most part. Then we went for lessons later in life. But I think it's a great thing if there are instruments about the house. Kids will, you know, when they're bored, will stumble across them and play them, pick them up, and it's a good thing. And that's what happened with us. We got every opportunity growing up to learn instruments and to be involved in music and musicals and everything else. And that just opens up other avenues for people.
Were your parents musical?
Yes, they were. They could sing and could play traditional instruments, and just for fun of it. Again, it was just for entertaining themselves. It wasn't on any professional level whatsoever, just amateur. But enjoyed it, that's the thing.
And do any of your siblings perform professionally, or are they still all amateurs?
No, as I said, they have real jobs. They went on to do real jobs. I was the one that kind of dodged the job.
And so do they give you a hard time about that?
Not at all. No, they enjoy the music. They can all sing and all play. There's something about it. My brother's a fine singer. My sister's a beautiful singer. I just find that you have to have something extra, and that little extra is probably what I describe as the fire in the belly, the hunger. You have to want it. So maybe they didn't want it enough. They were quite content to sing and, you know, they enjoy it, but it didn't keep them awake at night. And, you know, that hunger and desire, and I had that. That's that's the little edge that you need to drive ahead.
Well, I was going to ask your advice to young aspiring singers. You know, obviously winning a radio contest is a very difficult and very chancy move. I mean, for somebody who's always loved music and sort of got lucky so that your talent showed, what would you tell kids these days?
Well, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Pursue any opportunity. If you feel that you have a chance at something, whether it's a talent competition, whether it's a competition on the television or on the radio, you have to take the opportunities in the windows that are available, and don't be afraid. I was gutsy and I was brave, and I had nothing to lose and everything to gain, and that's the attitude. You have to get out there and go for it. And if some people might be embarrassed by it, or you might be concerned what friends and family might say, no, I say to hell with that. Go for it. It's your life, it's your dream, and if you want to pursue it, you should pursue it wholeheartedly, and hopefully it'll work out.
And I imagine you have to take whether it's a little rejection or disappointment when you're singing, as you were in weddings and hotel events, and you have to be ready to just sort of accept that?
Yes, and I got plenty of it myself when I started into the classical music, and people saw this competent, cocky young fella coming along, and they'd probably try to take me down a peg or two. That can knock you back, but you have to toughen your hide like the rhinoceros and learn from it and say, okay, there's plenty of this in life, and you have to get the head down again like you're going into a scrum in rugby and just push forward and say, okay, now I've learned from that, park that aside, that's not going to happen to me again. It just makes it tougher for the world that's out there, because it's a hard business, it's a hard life to be in, but if you enjoy it and you love it, then you can be successful.
Well, luckily, your music doesn't sound like your height is tough. So you are performing at the Christian Brothers High School Performing Arts Center. Did they come and find you? How did you get this connection?
It's a good question. A lady that I work with, Kirsten Fidewa in Washington, D.C., made some connection with the gentleman here, Joe McNamara, a good Irish name. And Joe is the backbone to this, and he's the man, the driving force behind it, really. And he's doing stalwart work on the ground here. It's very hard to put on concerts. It's easy when you're in control yourself and you're in town, but I'm at the other side of the world, and Joe was the man here putting it together, and a credit to him and all the people helping him put it on. And I think it's a brave thing to do. So thankfully, it's going well, and hopefully we'll have 2 sold-out houses, and we'll have a wonderful evening, and people just come away with something, a song in their heart, and a light step.
Okay, well, that is international opera star Anthony Kearns. He will be performing tonight and Friday night at Christian Brothers High School, Christian Brothers High School's new Performing Arts Center. We have links to Mr. Kearns' music and more information on our website at capradio.org/insight. We will close the show with some music from Mr. Kearns. Mr. Kearns, thank you for your time, and it was a pleasure to hear from you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Rick Cushman. Beth Urich is on vacation. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., instead of Insight, we're airing Reveal 3 from the Center for Investigative Reporting, which will include, among other things, more about their look at the University of Phoenix. Insight senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We got help from Annie Chernick, Vincent Schwady, and Brenna Lyles. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. And of course, as always, thank you for joining us.
Yes, I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.